You don't need a neon bright light. You're a rock star.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. You know, last night I watched Joe Biden, and I know there probably wasn't a lot of people who watched the President of the United States speak last night. He spoke about a myriad of things, and one of them was he was determined to ban assault weapons in the United States. He was in Philadelphia, and you know, he talked about this is a battle for the soul of America. Not my words, his. The President of the United States believes that we are in a war for the soul of this nation, what this nation is, what this nation will be, the direction that it will go in. Not Earl Ingram, the President of the United States, is sending a message that where we are headed is dangerous to all of us. It's dangerous to the very survival of our nation. That's what he was talking about last night. And that we've got to make some changes in this nation if we are to remain a strong and vibrant nation. Not my words. The words of the standing President of the United States. And I'm sure very few people, if any, watched him. But I did, because I agree with him. You know, I know people don't want to hear the things that I say when we're talking about the direction of our nation and where it's headed. It's headed in a dark place. Headed in a dark, dark place. And so during the speech last night, President Biden continued to talk about Donald Trump and his supporters. And he called them hypocrites. The President of the United States called other American citizens hypocrites. That's normally a kiss of death in a campaign. But why did he call them hypocrites? You know, when Hillary Clinton was running for the office of the president, she referred to them as deplorables. And she took all sorts of heat. Because how dare she say that about American citizens who saw things through a different prism? But he's talking about them being hypocrites when it comes to law enforcement. And he especially was pointing out what I've been pointing out the last couple weeks, with many of them saying and making threats to attack the FBI. You know, you can't do what CJ does, or you can, but you won't get any respect. You know, constantly calls and talks about somebody else saying defund the police. And at the same time, a whole group of people representing Republicans want to threaten to do harm to the FBI. It's, I mean, any person with a modicum of sense would say making threats to hurt and harm FBI agents far outstrips somebody verbally saying defund the police. I mean, it don't make sense. Let's go to the phone lines and Gene from McClare. Hey, good morning, Gene. How you doing? help me help me understand why people aren't as alarmed as they should be for what is taking place in this country.
Do you want to really know the truth, what I think? First of all, I want to thank you, first of all, for providing a public service. We as elders, you know, have a duty to alert people who haven't lived on the earth as long as we have of things that are just not right, things that are not normal, things that are dangerous, and you are really helping the people in this state and throughout the country by your words, by your alerts, because we just can't stand by and be voiceless in this and say, oh, geez, you know, well, it doesn't affect me. I may not live around here. That's why I go hear people my age saying, well, I'm not going to live on this earth that long. Well, you know what? We got to watch out for people that are coming up behind us.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do, and we owe it to all the children in our country because it doesn't look very beautiful for them, and I'm really concerned about the little ones' mental health significantly. But one thing that I wanted to say, when you were talking about religion,
right.
You know, when they put those signs up, they're using signs to justify their un-Christian behaviors. Like, because we have this sign here, we should be looked to as Christians, but really what we're doing behind the scenes is not Christian at all. So those who are Christians go to these places and they see these signs. Oh, yes, they support Christianity. Oh, man, you know, it's getting beat on. Fellas, you know, I mean, you know, it's like the salesman, the used car salesman or the new car salesman. They're being sold a bill of goods. This is not Christianity. No way, and it's unbelievable. I think it's really wonderful that our president is calling out this bad behavior. I think it's worse than bad behavior because we've seen it happen in our state. We watched Walker come in. We watched Walker break the law and then change the law. We watched Walker break down all of our great support systems and things that kept honor in our state, you know, like our different ways of hiring, our workforce development type stuff. I mean, he changed everything. He changed our ethics board. He totally destroyed all things that helped people in our state. So then I see him sitting in Trump's chair, twirling around in the president's chair, and I thought, oh, my God, we're in trouble in our country. We had to go through it in Wisconsin, and we're still going through it with Gableman and Voss and these people that should be voted out. And if people wake up, thank the Lord for you guys getting the word out to different places. But I have to tell you, I truly believe that people have been brainwashed. I believe that all of the stations, including the faux Christianity, they're not Christians that I grew up with, and that's not the way I was taught the Bible or taught Sunday school. And anyway, so, you know, they're putting out all these lies, and they're hitting people, you know, in the heart with lies and utilizing institutions that people trust. You know, people trust their churches. People trust when people say, I'm a Christian.
Right.
People trust when people are wearing the crosses. It just breaks my heart when people used to wear crosses because it meant something. Now they're wearing it as a disguise. And it's just so important that every day people be reminded to be aware, pay attention. Check out the words. Are they really doing this? Who are we hurting? And, you know, hypocrites, that's an easy word. Liars, fraud, that's what I call them. And I'm so glad our president is speaking out because we need that more than anything.
You know, Gene, he's, you know, I have been one who said it was weak over these airways and that he was the wrong person. But as days go by, I see him more as a strong guy, you know, who's willing to stand up and talk about the right things and that this country needs to be turned into the right direction. And you and I know, and you're an honest person because you see the things that I'm talking about are true. Nobody can argue against those things. I'm speaking 100% the truth. And so people may not like it, but it doesn't mean that they shouldn't hear it. They hear all these other negative things. And you said that they're brainwashed. Something happened along the way to people. And sometimes people who were good and lived their lives in the right manner somehow allowed a criminal named Donald Trump to come in and enter into their lives and lead them down the wrong path. And that's where we are now, Gene. We're people don't know which way to turn anymore. And so they even their beliefs that have been deep-rooted in what Christianity really stands for, even that has been turned inside out and upside down. So, but that's where we are now. Yeah, but people have to face that. And to Joe Biden's credit, he's standing straight up, and he's talking about the things that need to be talked about in this country. And whether or not people vote for him or not, that's what he's doing.
And thank you, Earl, for speaking about the things that need to be spoken about. And it may sound awful every day, but you know what, Earl? I have notebooks, because I pay attention to all of the news live, and I pay attention to other countries and what they think of us and different things like that. And it's just overwhelming because it's happening in individual states. First, it happened in individual states where, I hate to use this word, but Koch Brothers and Alec moved in.
Right.
People that got big bucks, they took over our state, they took over North Carolina, Iowa. They moved in state by state. And I watched the takeover. Well, then they use the same thing up in the federal government. So people need to be aware, and they need to vote these people out.
Hey, Gene, it's a horrible cancer that has to be cut out. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, Trump's followers are delusional and dangerous. Just don't call them hypocrites. Throughout his presidency and beyond, Donald Trump has proven to be a public menace, quite possibly the most dangerous person in the world. His evident crimes and other acts, both as president and subsequently, almost too numerous to list. Collusion with a hostile foreign power to subvert an election, conspiracy to obstruct justice, a coup attempt that involved a terrorist attack on the Capitol, incitements to political violence, fraudulent claims and conspiracy theories about election fraud, corruption during the pandemic, using the office of the president to personally enrich himself, and extortion or blackmail against the leaders of Ukraine, possibly leading to a Russian invasion. It's important to understand that Trump's followers and voters love him because of his wrongdoing and disregard for the rule of law and democracy. Not despite of those things. Trump is at long last under investigation by the Department of Justice for a variety of offenses involving the highly classified documents More than 2 weeks after the FBI searched Trump's residence and recovered numerous boxes of documents, the seriousness of these charges is coming into focus. And yet there are people who still think that there's something special about this man. And the fact that we are still talking about this man really speaks volumes about what's wrong in this nation. And the fact that there are people who will knowingly, publicly, say that they're going to follow him as, you know, fate would have it. We've got one of those followers on the line right now. CJ, you know, are you going to say anything different today, man? You know, I don't think you're capable. I don't think you're capable of saying anything different, man.
I'll say a whole bunch of things different. You never talk about Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg wasn't the president of the... Mark Zuckerberg wasn't president of the United States.
Well, okay, this president, tens of thousands are dying of fentanyl. The reason you're talking about President Trump, because you want to distract from this president, who's been president for 2 years, his failures. Tens of thousands dying because of fentanyl.
And so, CJ, I'm going to let you continue, but hang on one second. You said the reason that I'm talking about this president, this president, listen to this, man. Okay, have you ever heard of Ann Coulter? wait a minute. You love her, right? Conservative. You love her. This is Ann Coulter today. This is Ann Coulter today, the person you love. Ann Coulter.
Yep.
Ann Coulter accuses conservative media of lying about Trump's popularity. Hold on. This is Ann Coulter today. Go to Newsweek. Okay. Conservative media personality Ann Coulter accused her colleagues in conservative media of lying about former President Donald Trump's popularity. You love her, right? Okay. Saying the Republican base has begun to move on from the person who has been its de facto figurehead since the election in 2016. In an audio clip posted to her Substack on Tuesday morning, the In Trump We Trust author highlighted numerous conservative victories across the country since 2020 that had little to do with Trump and everything to do with the appeal of the broader conservative platform. Coulter equated Trump's most loyal supporters to those of the Grateful Dead, CJ. Grateful Dead following him from place to place, listening to the same songs and wearing the costumes indicative of a fan club rather than the embodiment of a broad political coalition. So, CJ, you just said that I'm talking about Donald Trump because I'm trying to, you know, hide what's going on. What is Ann Coulter talking about him for?
Well,
the person you love. No. I'm asking you what you love. I understand, as Ann Coulter just pointed out, you're a Grateful Dead follower. So you don't have any choice. Right.
No, I'm not. See, we're living in a Democrat world right now. We're living with high inflation, just like Jimmy Carter. It took only a year and a half for this president to become the worst president ever. And now he's talking about crime. How convenient. Small businesses are leaving Milwaukee, and California.
Hey, CJ, you couldn't respond.
No,
because you're not going to change the subject. I just got through telling you, you said you loved Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter just pointed out that people like you who are blindly following this man, you really got
I'm
an
not.
Issue.
I love his policy,
yeah,
girl.
Talk
about his policy.
Listen, man, you know, you can't be helped. You know, there's not going to be
Jacob
the
Blake,
only way. The only way that
Jacob
you can
Blake.
Be helped is if there's an exorcism. I'm not capable of giving you an exorcism. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My. We'll be back. At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. You know, here's something positive that I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am, because it is true and it is a positive thing. Wisconsin legislators discuss proposals to increase job access for criminally convicted people. So let me see if you have this right, Connor. We're short. We can't find people to work in this state. There aren't enough jobs. You've got a lot of people who were convicted of drug offenses, you know, maybe selling some weed. And they wound up on their record. So they haven't done anything since, but they have something called a felony, which locks them out of employment for almost the rest of their lives. What did they do? Maybe they sold a couple ounces of weed back in the, you know, in the 90s or 2000s, a couple ounces of weed. And maybe they sold a pound of weed. But that's enough and reason enough and has been to lock you out of an opportunity the rest of your life. Maybe you did that when you were Connor's age, 20 years old. Why should you, for the rest of your life, be held against you and you can't get a job, a decent job? And there's short employees everywhere. Finally, to the credit of some folk at the state level, there's some common sense and conversations being had. Seeking to address Wisconsin's labor shortage, legislators on Tuesday discussed proposals to increase work opportunities for people with criminal convictions. Some of the suggested measures from the Legislative Study Committee seeking to increase employment for past offenders include making the state's expungement laws more lenient and increasing access to educational opportunities and apprenticeships for people in prison. You know, there are people who graduated college while they've been incarcerated. They've got degrees. And they come out and they can't get a job. Well, what did they do? Well, they sold weed. In addition, members of the committee made up of legislators and advocates for people with criminal records seeking jobs, discussed barriers for current and former prisoners seeking to join the state's workforce. These include lower levels of education and the stigma associated with having a criminal record. So does it make sense in today's Wisconsin to do what we've done in the past, and that's to lock people out of employment because of some things they did long ago. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, strong arm robbery, even though, you know, you may have been a person who was involved. You weren't the person who pulled the gun, but you were in the car. Should that lock you out of employment for the rest of your life? Is there any possibility to rehabilitate people? Are there people who've been rehabilitated who deserve a second shot at life? Yes. I know people who've been rehabilitated. And yet, they can't get a break. So kudos to a group of people. The committee chair, Ms. Mary Fleskowski, a Republican of Irma, said Wisconsin had hit a crisis point between overcrowding in prisons and the need for employees outside them. She called for creating a pathway that would allow more people to put their mistakes behind them and forge new opportunities for themselves and their families. We need more Republicans like that who will buck what the others are saying. Again, Senator Mary Fleskowski of Irma, who's thinking outside of the box and not group thinking. Now, if we can get that way, that kind of leadership, we can begin to move things on the state level. We can begin to change things. That one woman has had the courage to step outside of groupthink that has been that way in this state ever since Scott Walker's years. She is going to help facilitate the change that is necessary. A sensical decision. That's how you begin to change things. Not have tunnel vision. And I'll tell you something. When you do that, you stop recidivism. Shouldn't we not want people to keep going back and forth to prison? It costs much more money to keep people locked up than it does to give them opportunities to get out. Unless, you know, your prison is a cottage industry, which it is in this country, for-profit businesses. But that's the answer. Man, when I got to reading this, I said, wow, man, I didn't even know. I'm going to reach out to her now and make sure that she appears on these airwaves so people will know. Because I often hear people say, well, all the Republicans don't think that way. And my response has always been, well, I don't see many who can deviate from what we have heard. But she's a breath of fresh air. For example, lawmakers have repeatedly tried but failed to eliminate current age limits that only allow people to have their criminal records expunged if they committed those offenses when they were 25 or younger. A recent bill would maintain current laws prohibiting the expungement of violent felonies and other serious felonies. The most serious crimes that would be expunged under the proposal are Class H felonies, which come with a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison. and 3 years of extended supervision. So if you have a Class H felony and you have to spend 3 years in prison, you certainly didn't, you know, do any major harm to anybody. Not if your sentence is 3 years. Why shouldn't that be able to be wiped away? You spent 3 years of your life locked up, not 30, right? You didn't murder anybody. You didn't create any major harm to anybody. Otherwise, you wouldn't get 3 years. So why has it been that those people have continued to be locked out of an opportunity? The bill limits people to one expungement. In the most recent legislative session, the bill passed the state assembly but was not taken up by the Senate. If it passed the state assembly, that's great news. Despite being sponsored by 7 Republican senators, one of the bill's supporters, Representative Evan Gorky of Milwaukee, previously told Wisconsin State Journal he plans to reintroduce the measure next session. And I know that it is Senator Gorky, Representative Gorky, who keeps pushing this. He's been pushing this for a long time. It's good to see that there is some traction on this. But nobody can argue that that doesn't make sense. Well, we want things, and we want things to be safer, and so we want to keep criminals locked up forever. Doesn't make any sense. You can't afford to keep people locked up forever. You know, not for laws that they broke that were not serious laws, that did not harm people in a major way. You know, well, what did they do? Well, stole a car. Okay. Stole a car. You didn't kill anybody. I'm not justifying any of those things, stealing those kinds of things and doing those kind of things. But should that discretion leave you locked out of an opportunity to do something positive in your life for you and your family? When white-collar crimes that cause much more division and problems in the society are overlooked? These are the kinds of things that need to be changed in the society to make a better society for all of us. For if you give these people an opportunity to come back into the system, rehabilitate it, which is the reason they set prisons up in the first place, was to rehabilitate people, then now people and things become safer. Because the first law of nature is self-preservation. Let's say I'm one of those people who got 3 years. And I got out, and I can't find a job anywhere. I've got a family. I've got children. And I can't pay my child support. I've been locked up for 3 years. And now you're going to lock me back up because I didn't pay child support. How does any of that make sense? It doesn't. Again, common sense things that need to happen to improve and make differences in the society have to be done. They have to be done on a state level to make some changes. And if those decisions are made on the state level in Madison, I know that they would impact the crime that happens in the city of Milwaukee, the crime that happens in Madison, the crime that happens in different parts of the state. Give people an opportunity to repair their lives and become viable citizens again. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. When they are- back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. This is an op-ed that appeared in today's Madison.com. I read that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Oshkosh, acknowledged but tried to downplay his role in a plot to overthrow the results of the 2020 election returns. He stated, "My involvement in that attempt to deliver fake electors spanned the course of a couple of seconds. To my way of thinking, that's kind of like saying I'm just a little bit pregnant." Johnson voted against the creation of a commission to study the January 6 riots, the bipartisan gun safety bill, the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, and the $35 per month cap on the price of insulin. He also promoted the use of ivermectin and hydrochloroquine as unscientific treatments for COVID-19. His latest criticism of Dr. Anthony Fauci angers me because I greatly admire the doctor and deem him to be an outstanding American who devoted his whole career to helping others. Johnson does not deserve to represent Wisconsin in the United States Senate. And this is from Mary Lou Reich of Madison. You know, it's amazing when you look at all of the different things that Ron Johnson has done, all of those negative things that Ron Johnson has been involved in. And yet, you know, there are people who, again, will overlook all of Ron Johnson's shortcomings because he's a Republican. And they refuse. They'll put Ron Johnson in his baggage up against Mandela Barnes. And so you look at the things that Ron Johnson has done, impact and affect millions of people in a negative manner. And then you look at the things they blame Mandela Barnes for, which does not impact and affect people, as many people. He's certainly the few things that they're talking about, didn't pay his taxes on time. Who did that affect? You know, who did that affect? You know, they talk about the fact that he had parking tickets that he didn't pay. Who did that affect? He said defund the police. Who did that affect? There's no comparison when you look at the baggage of Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, and what he's done over the last 12 years. I've watched him. I've listened to him. I follow what he's done. And Ron Johnson has been an abject failure. He really has. And so there's a reason why he's trailing a man that you hear on the right people claim to be just an average guy who basically has a deadbeat. If a sitting senator of two terms, United States Senator, one of the most powerful men in the world, is trailing a deadbeat to reclaim his seat, what does that say about the senator? What does that say about Ron Johnson? Why should it even be close? Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The reason that Ron Johnson is trailing is because people have had enough of his shenanigans. They know who he is. There's no surprise about who Ron Johnson is. We already know. We've known for some time. It's time for him to go. And there are more people right now who are saying if the time came today and they had to vote, they would vote for the guy, basically, who, you know, is not a guy of good character, based on what they say, over the so-called two-term sitting senator. The guy who they claim doesn't have great character would win if that happened today. So it doesn't matter. They'll continue to attempt to impugn the character of Mandela Barnes. I know who he is. I know the man. So they'd rather attempt to do that. That's all they have left. And the fact that he's behind 2 months out tells you all you need to know about why Ron Johnson is going to lose. And for the first time in a long, long time, the state is going to have two Democratic senators. And the only way this can happen is if some Republicans have had enough of Ron Johnson. And that clearly is what has happened. Didn't have enough sense to steer clear of Social Security and Medicare. If he felt that way, any person with a modicum of sense would steer away from that, wouldn't say anything. But Ron Johnson is just such a pitiful, pitiful example of a person who's one of the most powerful people in the nation that he couldn't resist. Ron Johnson, pack your bags for a long trip. Your time is up. Those of us who've watched you have prayed for this time. And Ron Johnson, your time is up. You can follow the rest of them. Scott Walker, Rance Priebus, and the rest of that group that came in and did major damage to the people of this state and the people of this nation. Paul Ryan, all of them. You are the last. Oh, yeah, and Donald Trump. All the rest of them are gone. Hey, don't let the door hit you on your way out. Got to go to a break. When we come back, it's Wednesday. We'll be joined by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. We'll be back.